It is the final look at sports this morning. Action from the Australian Open tennis. Carlos Alcaraz finally through to the last 16 at the Aussie Open. That's after needing four sets to beat Gorgeous Borges. His name is Nuno Borges, but on Twitter they call him Gorgeous Borges in four sets. Two-time semi-finalist Alex Zverev defeated Jacob Fernley 6-3, 6-4, 6-4 to make it through to the fourth round. And our action to look forward to today. There are some bumper fixtures on the menu later on this morning. Naomi Osaka takes on Belinda Bencic. Djokovic against Machak. Another big one, Coco Gauff against Leda Fernandez. And then a nice juicy one to start off things on Saturday morning. Iga Swiatek says her ranking as second seed means nothing when she faces Emma Raducanu at the Australian Open.
When you have these great players that already, you know, have been through great tournaments and won some tournaments, and you know that they can play well, you know, maybe they're not, you know, consistent to have the ranking, but still, like, you need to be on your toes and ready.
Yeah, you need to be on your toes and ready. Well, Raducanu will be playing in the last 32 at the Australian Open. For the first time in her career, she says she's anticipating a great buzz of adrenaline when she takes on Swiatek.
The last two matches I've had, the crowd's been amazing, the support here. I've really felt at home. It's just been a really nice feeling to be a part of. So I'm looking forward to going out there and testing my game against the best, because ultimately, like, you play tennis and you live for these matches.
Yeah, it's starting to heat up at the Australian Open. The big guns are starting to match up. Now, all three South African sides involved in the Champions Cup remain in the hunt for a place in the playoffs ahead of the last round of fixtures this weekend. We have the Hollywood Bet Sharks in action. They're taking Bordeaux. We also have the Blue Bulls in action, taking on Stade de France. And then Stormers against Racing 92. Let's go back to the Sharks. It's simple for them. All they need is a point and they qualify for the playoffs. The thoughts of Sharks' eighth man. Well, now as a flanker, Kosi Mtanda Kolisi is the eighth man. Pepsi Buthelezi.
The team that scores a lot of tries, I think in their last five or six games, I don't think they've scored less than 35 points. So we know that defensively, we're going to have to roll up our sleeves. But the mood in the camp is really good. I think we were obviously gutted after last weekend at home. It's a very important week for the club. It's a very important week for the province.
Yeah, good luck there to the Hollywood Bet Sharks. Hopefully they can get to that one point and make it through to the playoffs. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shyamalan.